Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS podcast. This is day 13 and 14 of my cross country road trip and the final episode related to this. Although I'm sure there's many things that are going to come up for me over the next year, actually, that I'll realize I learned on this trip. So I left, I think the last time I talked to you, I was getting ready to watch the Ohio State game, which they won. And I had dinner with the Sturgeons again, a nice evening with them. Really appreciated their hospitality and hanging out with me while I was in Scottsdale, which is a really cool town. And then I left to go to Palm Springs on Sunday. I went back and forth because I almost was not going to go to Palm Springs and I was just going to go home because I was exhausted and tired and just ready to be out of hotels and tired of carting my shit around. And I just wanted to get home. But it was even, it was also like a little intuition, I think, that was telling me maybe to do that. But when I realized how the time frame of how long it would take to get home from Tucson, or not Tucson, I'm sorry, Scottsdale to Santa Barbara, it was like an 8-hour trip and that was without stopping. And there'd be no way that I would get there before nightfall. And I didn't want the dogs to come to Santa Barbara at night and not get familiar with the area or anything. So I decided to go to Palm Springs, stayed in a really cute little place called Arrive, had our little room and a little patio. Ginger and Beazle were a little crabby by the pool barking at swimmers, which was the first time we came across that, but I guess it's really the first time we came across swimmers. Bubba thought there was something going on there. And I also noticed that people are not as friendly about dogs as they were like in Santa Fe and Texas and Arkansas. Like those people, it was like Ginger and Basil were rock stars. In Palm Springs, they were kind of like, eh, another dog, so what? So we and I wasn't supposed to leave them in the room, but I did. And I actually ended up just going to get food and bringing it back because I did not have another night out in me. I just didn't. So we went to bed pretty early, 9:30. And then I got up the next morning and I knew that my most challenging trip was ahead of me. This was, I knew from the very beginning. I knew leaving Chicago was going to be challenging for me because big city driving. And I knew LA was. But I couldn't avoid the LA thing because I need to be able to go in and out of LA, like, or through it, to get to southern parts of California. And my stepdaughters live down there. And I just know that the people I want to see, some of them are south, like my cousins, Janet and Lenny, are in Huntington Beach. So I want to be able to go down there and have some sort of comfort level. So even though I didn't want to do the drive, I knew I had to do the drive. And there was high winds. It was a high winds advisory. So it was kind of scary because the car was moving on the roads. And it was like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's complete insanity going from the 210 to the 101. Like I really was, I can't believe there's not more accidents, but there was like at least four when I was driving home. And there was one where I stepped on the brake and then I really stepped on the brake because it could have been a pile up. That's like, who would have thought the first time when I realized we were completely stopped on the 101, I didn't think that was really going to be an option. But so I did it though. And I did come to realize that there's a difference. I was kind of lumping discomfort and doing something I don't like tied into anxiety and fear. And I don't think I was really scared yesterday. I didn't like it, but I wasn't scared. And I don't think I was particularly anxious either. I was definitely vigilant and paying attention to everything around me. And a couple of things, unexpected things came up for me. Well, first of all, my friend Miriam Harper, who does awesome Akashic record readings and human design stuff and other stuff too, told me on Facebook that she was, that Archangel Michael would protect us on our way home. So I was like, okay, cool. I can't think of anyone I'd rather have protect me. So I was excited about that. And I actually used that the whole way home because I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think the color, the aura of Michael is purple. So I was like pretending like we were in a purple haze So when we would like, typically I'm terrified of truck drivers, semi drivers, that they're gonna pull over at the same time, I am, or they're gonna be falling asleep at the wheel, or they're not gonna know I'm there. But I really did develop a new, completely new perspective of truck drivers. And I decided that if I want to feel trusting, that I have to trust them. That they're this is what they do for a living. They don't want to get in an accident. They're just trying to support themselves. So every time I went past a truck, I'd say, "On your left, brother." I'd say, "On your left, brother," and then I realized that was sexist because there can be women truck drivers too. So it was like, "On your left, brother and sister. On your right, brother and sister." I said it every single time I followed one, and I pictured us in this purple bubble, and it worked. I didn't get anxious like I usually do. So I just like stayed solid in the belief that we were going to be okay, that we were going to be safe. And we were. We made it home, and I got to Santa Barbara in the afternoon, got to see my family. I got teary-eyed when I came across the Santa Barbara County line. I just started bawling because I was just like, I just can't believe I did this. And was super excited about it. Then I cried again when I saw my husband because I was so happy to be home, and my stepdaughter's here with her husband and her dog Nola, and the dogs have been adjusting. And I know everyone's wondering how they did last night, not sleeping in our bed. They did fine. They stayed. We have to create a new space for them. We have to put a door on our room and different things. So we have this big walk-in closet, and we got a retractable door across the bottom of it, put a nice comfy bed in there. And they went and laid in that bed, and they stayed there the whole night and didn't make a peep. So you really can. I knew, like, they know they're not going to sleep in the bed with Bob. I asked him if he would ever consider it, and he said no. And I was like, fine. I loved having them in there though. It was they're so cute when they want to cuddle. But I again can accept that he doesn't want that, so we're not going to do that. So yeah, so here it is. Well, we just got here, and then it's like finally dawning on me that I don't have to leave. I don't have to go in the car again, and I don't have to get on a plane anytime soon to go back home and pack up all this stuff. It's like it is a blessing, first and foremost. And it's amazing having two homes, but it is a lot of work, traveling back and forth and keeping track of all of it. And I'm not gonna lie, like, my cognition is definitely not at its baseline right now after being on the road for 2 weeks. I feel spacey and out of sorts and forgetful. I also have all these boxes arriving to Santa Barbara. It's Thanksgiving. I'm getting my dog situated here. So I'm not giving myself a hard time that I'm like forgetful and kind of confused and tired. I'm still so tired. I didn't really sleep that well for a couple weeks. So it's going to be a little bit before I get back into the swing of things with that. But I'm not like making it think that I have any problem, or I'm gonna get early dementia, or like I should be able to do things better. 'Cause no, I am tired of doing that to myself. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm also excited because I'm only gonna be in one time zone and not going back and forth, because time zones confuse the hell out of me as it is. And when I'm dealing with two of them and then people in other time zones, it's like, forget it. I just keep messing it up over and over and over again. So I just went into my Zoom, changed it to Pacific time, and I'm going to start living life from Pacific time now and let everybody else deal with the time change and what a time is for them. I'm on Pacific time zone now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to say now. I heard back from the rep from Johnny Lloyd, the musician I saw outside of Santa Fe Plaza, and he's going to come on the podcast, and he's going to sing the song that I heard him playing, which I am very excited about because I've never had anyone sing on the podcast before. I have meetings to meet with my Wix lady because we're going to be kind of revamping my website to get my offers on there, of the different ways that people can work with me and get that all situated now that I have total clarity. I've been talking with a few coaches about doing local events, and that my desire is to get small businesses and communities to sponsor events that I host as the Brain BS coach and whatever else we want to incorporate into that, and that I travel to places in person. I'm really looking forward to doing in-person things. When I was on the road, I wasn't able to interact as much on Facebook. And it made me realize how much time I spend there and how I love being on there because I've met really, really great people and I want to continue to be on there. But I've also decided that there's definitely something inside me that's telling me to go in person. And it's telling me that I can't be looking for validation from other people or engagement or this whatever this is that happens when you're always in touch with someone and you're talking about cool things related to coaching and everything. I have to get back to just being me. And being on the road for 2 weeks really helped me do that. So it's just being me. I just follow my intuition. I do my thing. I interact on Facebook when I want to, and I don't, like, it's all about finding balance for me, I think, and understanding that I have big plans for what I'm hoping to accomplish here. I'm really motivated and inspired to get people to live consciously. I'm really wanting people to step into leadership energy and understanding that it always has to start with somebody in a community. And when I say community, that could be a couple, that could be a family, that could be a group of friends, that could be coworkers. It's always going to start with one person taking the lead and being willing to go first. And that's what I'm offering here with this program that I'm doing one-on-one or as couples or in small group of 3 to 4. I will take you through Mastering Brain BS for Success, the course, and then we will come up where we'll talk about everything that comes up and all the Brain BS around it as we go and show you how you can create something new. How you can really do things that you never thought that you could do. I never thought I could drive across the country, let alone do it with my dogs. Never thought they had it in them, didn't think it was possible. Still amazed to this day how good my dogs behaved on that trip. It was astounding. And I'm just saying, think about all the things we limit ourselves on and things that we don't do because we don't think we can do it and we think it's factual. Those days are over for me. I'm really going to be exploring and digging deep, and I'm really looking forward to my 60s. I think it's going to be the best time of my life because it's going to be the first time that I'm not limiting myself and I'm open to all the possibilities. And I'm going to put myself out there in major ways because I have confidence and I feel good about what I'm doing. And I know I'm aligned with my purpose. And I know that whatever happens is supposed to happen. And I'm fully trusting. And I think that's the last thing I'm going to say. I think that's what this trip taught me. It taught me to trust. Any situations that I got into that were really uncomfortable or really stressful, I just trusted that they were happening for me, even though I didn't like them. And I got more comfortable feeling uncomfortable as the trip went along. It was harder at the beginning. By the end, it was just like, oh, I'm just uncomfortable. Physically uncomfortable, emotionally uncomfortable, both. And when I was able to get comfortable feeling that way and trusting that it was all happening for me and not to me, then I was able to really develop the trust. And the fact that I developed major trust and kind of love for the truck drivers, empathy, total empathy for them. I can't even imagine doing that for a living and being on the road all the time, either by yourself all the time, whether you have a family or not, or leaving your family to go do that. And the fact that I developed a trust for them and I didn't have to be a nervous wreck the entire time, because let me tell you, I have never seen so many semi trucks in my entire life as I did going across 40 of the United States. And I loved all the different landscapes, all the different places. I have so many memories and so many things that pop up. But like today, I'm just still exhausted. I'm exhausted and I'm so excited. I don't have to get in a car or on a plane anytime soon. And I just get to sit here or get settled here in Santa Barbara and start doing stuff in the community to make a real difference. This is like it's time and this is where I'm supposed to do it. And I'm also interested in going other places. And the last thing I want to reinforce, that I'm looking for people to come on the Brain BS podcast to talk about anything that they are trying to figure out, that they're having a problem with. Come on and get coached on the podcast so that we can show people how this works. You don't have to do anything super deep if you don't want to, but that's welcome also. I would love to have you message me on Facebook, or you can email me at mkcoachllc@gmail.com, and we can talk about what we're going to discuss on there. Next week, I will be coming back with a podcast episode with Tusa Racine. I think I said that name right. And it's all about her spirituality and being authentic. And then I'm going to start doing episodes all around Brain BS and helping people to figure out how to get what they want and to, in a way that the nervous system can support. So have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm so grateful to be in a position where I can help people, and I'm in the frame of mind to make it my purpose in life. And I'm so grateful that you listen to the podcast and that you care about other people as much as I do, that you're inspired to learn how to do this work. And I'm grateful for so, so many things. It's never been more grateful, actually, I can honestly say, because I've never had such peace of mind and pure joy over my life and just being present. And it's awesome. And I want you to have that too. So stick with me, because you could get free stuff on the podcast. The course is only $100, and I have programs that you can go through that cost a little bit more if you are in a position and you're inspired to do that. All right, see you next episode.